This is On the Ground Ipsy on 89.1 WEMU, your community NPR station. I'm Patrick Campion, proud to be alongside Sarah Rigg, the project manager for Concentrate Media on this project. It is their project, after all. We're just the media partner on this, but we love that it focused on something that we talk about a lot here at WEMU, which is the people in this community that are working so hard to build up a part of the community, bring up a part of the community. We're not ignoring that there are issues in Ypsilanti, but we've talked about this before. A lot of the coverage in our community from outside the community, from Detroit, from Ann Arbor, is fairly overtly negative. If there's a school issue or a shooting or drug problem or something, you're probably going to hear about it as being referred to as an Ipsy issue. And we're here to counter that in our own small way, because we know there are lots of great things going on in our community. So we're very proud to have Sarah here in Concentrate Media. Hi, Sarah.
Hello.
Good morning. And by the way, you could find Sarah's great work, not just limited to this On the Ground Ipsy project, at concentratemedia.com.
Yep.
And we always vet you to say that you are an Ypsilanti Township resident.
Yep, that's right.
And let's see, we got this down. Concentrate A2 on Twitter, Concentrate Media all over
everywhere else
on social media.
Yep.
Still working on the MySpace account, or hoping. Yeah, we can share some music there. We can talk about what song plays when the Concentrate. No, we're past that era. Okay. So welcome, Sarah. What did you talk about this week?
So I've been having fun reporting on new businesses in the area. You know, always like to hear about new businesses taking over vacant storefronts in Ypsilanti. And I have a roundup of three sort of little mini profiles of newer sort of health, wellness, alternative healing type businesses in the area.
Interesting. And you've got one of them here, and we'll talk to them in a moment. But let's talk real quickly about the two that are profiled in your article. Give us a little overview of them. We can obviously find more info at concentratemedia.com. But who else did you talk to besides the folks you brought here today?
I talked to Common Source Acupuncture, which actually started in Carytown in Ann Arbor about 4 years ago, and she moved her business to South Washington in downtown Ypsilanti about a year ago. And in fact, her family bought a house here, and she loves the fact that she is a 10-minute walk from her house to where she works.
That's an interesting tease. I'd love to learn more about that at Concentrate Media. And what is the other business?
And the other one is a massage business called Coco Healing Collective. It's a black-owned massage business, and she also does some other sort of energy work. And she's not a professional counselor, but she says a lot of things come up on the table when you work on people's bodies. Sometimes some emotional stuff comes out, and she's really good at sensing when people need additional support and then, like, referring them to a mental health professional. She's a very cool lady. I like her a lot.
I'd love to talk to her, because I know that is, for many people, an emotional experience to be physically contacting another human being. Some people, for the first time in any long period of time. So I can imagine, yeah, a lot of emotions associated with that. So interesting. We'll look for that as part of the piece, but who is the third business that you profiled? Because they're actually here for us to ask all sorts of invasive questions of this morning.
Yeah, so the newest one in town is Zion Well, yoga and meditation studio in the township, and I brought with me co-owners Aubrey and Art.
All right, so we're going to ask you the most important question. Are you Ipsy natives? Are you transplants? How did you get to Ypsilanti?
We are just across 23.
Like. Okay.
Basically, Ann Arbor Ipsy board.
All right. Yeah. Right, but you're coming over here to do your work, right?
Or
do
you actually spend the most business of our time in Ipsy?
Okay.
Actually,
All right. Well, that's cool. So that's like medium cool as far as Ypsilanti goes. So welcome. Yeah. Thank you. What? Tell me about the little bit about the business. How long have you guys been a part of the community? What's the goal with it? You know, the basics. Give me the elevator pitch.
Yeah. So we've both been teaching for quite a while in Ann Arbor. I've been teaching for about 6 years, and Art's been teaching over two. And we love the Ipsy community. We've had a lot of friends here for a while. Love spending time downtown at Cultivate, different restaurants down there, Ollie, Mais, and have met just such amazing people. And a lot of the festivals, Heritage Festival that we've been to, and the Beer Fest that they have down there, just really feel this open and fun and inclusive community that we've loved to participate in.
So what makes you kind of wake up one day and say, you know what, I really like this yoga thing, but let's take it to the next level, or, you know, whatever other disciplines you're involved in, you know, what makes you want to become an instructor and bring this to other people?
That's an interesting question. I kind of think it actually comes to you. So at some point when you're practicing and when you're speaking with people, this energy, it almost like comes out of you. It's crazy.
So it's something you want to share with other people.
Definitely, yeah. Right.
Definitely. Once you use all of these tools and you know how wonderful they are and how much they've mm-hmm. helped you and supported you and loved ones that you have, and you just can't not want to continue to share and keep giving those same tools to everybody and making them accessible.
And what are some things you're helping people get in touch with? I mean, obviously, it's a physical activity. There's some physical discipline associated with it. It can be very hard work, and you can get yourself in shape mm-hmm. Working through these different routines and what's the word? What is the word? Is it poses? Is it what's
posture.
The postures?
Yeah. Postures. Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Right. So
yeah.
Working through, I mean, balance and core strength, big things right. are very difficult as somebody who has tried it and not been so successful from the beginning. But what is it you're trying to bring out of people and lift them up through in the community? What's the end goal with what you're doing?
Aside from the physical postures, I mean, there's a lot of limiting beliefs that you work through when you're inside of your mat and you're learning about yourself and figuring out your likes, your dislikes, what your self-worth is, and you know, how to change and evolve based off of your core values and what's really, really important to you, and how to stay true to that.
So let's talk about that for a minute. Let's go 30,000 foot overview of the process. I'm a person that's never been in, you know, anything like this before, and I'm really interested in it. You know, what's my first introduction to this world? How do you welcome people into the fold?
Well, first of all, everyone is welcome, and we have classes for all levels. I would say the best thing to do is just arrive. That is the hardest step for people. Like, once you come in, we're going to welcome you with open arms. And at any point in time during your practice, it's always okay to just do whatever you want. I mean, if you sit there and lay on your back, that's your practice. Within the mat, that's your space. And obviously challenging yourself is going to get you somewhere better and higher. But I think that sometimes even taking away that challenge, that competition, because that's what's, like, for me, I'm like a type A personality. When I first came to yoga, the most profound thing was that lack of competition. I'm not running a race against someone else. I'm looking inward, just at myself.
Right, so this is, that was going to make that comment, you know, yeah. You can look around the room and see people at all different levels, but it really is about self-improvement and moving
Definitely.
Forward. So you're kind of a Sherpa on that guide, it sounds like. You're bringing people through
Definitely.
That process. So, okay, I've been in, I'm comfortable, I'm starting to get my, you know, mind wrapped around the process a little bit. Where do you take people next after that? What happens?
Well, really, it just continues to keep growing and keep evolving, whether you are trying to learn more postures or difficult postures, and then you find, you know, certain thoughts start to come through, or, mm-hmm. you know, oh, I don't know why that happened. I want to focus on that. And, you know, a lot of the things that happen inside of the mat are a reflection of what's going on outside of the mat. And so it gives you that time to, you know, figure things out, think about things, sort your day out, or, you know, release, let go of what you need to, and then life outside of the mat starts to become a little more peaceful, more calm.
So let's bring it back to our community directly. What is it that's coming through your doors that you see as a unique component of our community? Is it a mindset? Is it an energy? Is it a type of people? You know, who's seeking out this self-improvement process within our, you know, Ypsilanti Township, Ann Arbor? Who's coming to you?
I think a lot of the people that have been coming to us are just your average Joe person that's working 9 to 5, has those stresses of life, you know, bills, family, anxiety, just those things that come with being a human. That's what we've really been seeing come in. And we've actually been seeing a lot of people come in with high levels of anxiety and saying, I'm using this to try to, you know, help myself.
Do you see, is there a unique quality in our community, an open-mindedness or a way to view this that it maybe is different from other communities?
Definitely. What I found is people are so open. They want to feel seen and heard, and they want to invite you into this space. And it's been such an inclusive process with all of the people that we've encountered, and it's been so holistic mm-hmm. to learn about their journey, yeah. their story, what they're going through, you know, how we can support each other.
Do you kind of wander out of the studio? Do you do stuff out in the great outdoors? Do you, you know, do things at
definitely,
festivals? And
what,
tell me a little
yeah.
bit about that.
Oh, right. You have to make them tell you about their space because their
okay.
studio overlooks Ford Lake, and so there's a lake view from their studio. It is gorgeous.
You butted. That was my follow-up question, which was going to be, you know, how important is this thing that surrounds you as part of this process? And Sarah brings up a great point. Thank you, Sarah, for that, which is I'm sure you had to kind of handpick where you are located as part of that, knowing that, you know, that what surrounds you is very important in this process.
Yeah, we definitely handpicked the location, but also all of the aesthetics, the details inside of the space, making it very open, airy. Seeing the water allows people to feel even more calmer inside. Lots of greenery. Plants are super important. They bring a lot of oxygen and energy into the space.
So do you bring people into the outdoors, though, too?
That would be like another workshop type of event, but we do that. We actually do forest bathing stuff that's more of like a meditation in the
wilderness. Lisa Berry has done a couple stories on that and talked about the benefits of that. So great. Can we see you at like, you know, community events, festivals? Do you put in any kind of like demonstrations, anything like that?
Yes, definitely. We are trying to get more and more involved in the community. We're working on a couple of collaborations. We'll be at Cultivate every Sunday the month of August just to connect and meet people, and we love to go to Taco Tuesday, so if you see us outside, come definitely. And say hi, and yes, we're looking at Riverside Park is beautiful, and to put on some things for people outside.
So it sounds like for you, the biggest thing is, you know, get people past this initial hurdle of just getting them to you through the door, making up your mind that I want to investigate this process of self-discovery, this process of self-improvement, and then you kind of Sherpa, you know, you act as a Sherpa guiding them through so if we want to take it all the way to the highest level, are we achieving, like, you know, can we fly at some point or shoot lasers out of our eyes? I mean, what is the ultimate goal with this? And I'm sure that answer varies for every person you interact with.
I think that something that kind of sets us apart is the meditation that we teach. Ultimately, we want to give people tools that they can bring to their own house in a stressful time that they can look inward and just say, okay, how can I chill out all of a sudden? We do have 30-minute meditation classes for people. We do all types of different stuff. We do sound healing. We have these crystal sound healing bowls. We do guided meditations where we just with our actual voice guide them through a scenario. But meditation at this time, it's being studied, and it literally is changing your brain.
Well, it sounds a lot like you're helping people find mindfulness.
Definitely.
To get themselves centered both physically and mentally so that they can look at themselves from a different angle and find a different path forward. You know, and that again is different for literally every human being because we all have our own journey. And it almost, again, it kind of sounds like too, there's not a finish line. There's just always always a journey of self-improvement.
Yeah, and I think I'd just like to add to that, being a part of a community and building a community is so important to us. And, you know, we've found support in having people to talk to or lean on, or, you know, it allows you to find that happiness or that calm and continue to live a resilient life.
Thank you so much for what you do, and thanks for bringing this to us today. If people want to find out more about you, do you have a website, Facebook page, something like that?
Yeah, zionwall.com.
All right. Yeah. We will send people there. And don't worry about writing all that down. If you go to WDEMU.org, you will find a story from Sarah linked there. You will find all the information about the businesses profiled. You will also find links to pictures from Doug, maybe?
Yes.
All right. So you can see firsthand their studio and these other businesses as well and where they're at in our community if you're interested in learning more about them. So, again, thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks for having us.
All right, Sarah, what do you got for us for next week?
So, I guess I...
Did you do the yoga? Did you try it out?
I didn't. I sat on one of their mats, and then I did a couple stretches afterwards in their studio. So, that was really nice to get some kinks out. You know?
So, you've gotten your way through the door. Is this something that you're interested in?
I've done yoga before. Okay. Yeah, right. I've been taking yoga off and on for 20 years and do a little bit at home. Certainly.
All right, so you're like Madonna level?
No.
I mean, can you stand in like one hand and turn, you know, do like
no.
a one? No? Okay. All right. I was thinking maybe you could. I mean,
I can do lotus pose, but I mean that's my only special skill I can claim.
I interrupted you. What do you got going for us for next week?
There are a couple of newer recreation programs in Ypsilanti that I think people are not familiar with, and so we're going to be talking a little bit about those and letting people know that these options are out there for them.
All right, great. Always good stories. Are these kid focused a little bit?
One's specifically kid focused. Okay. The other one's kind of more teens and young adults.
Awesome. I know our audience loves hearing about these new opportunities for the younger ones in our community. We'll bring you that as part of On the Ground Ipsy on 89.1 WDEMU FM and HC1 Ypsilanti.